The great Italian violinist and composer Niccolo Paganini, who lived between 1782 and 1840, wheeled his finely crafted, lovingly used violin to the city of Genoa, the city of his birth. In his will, he put a condition in place demanding that the instrument never be played again. Unfortunately, wood tends to decay once it's no longer used or handled. Sadly, the once beautiful and melodious violin has become infested with worms while stored in its beautiful case and is now valuable only as a relic. This decaying instrument serves as a reminder that life disconnected from serving others loses its meaning. Niccolo's violin was given as a gift for preservation, not use. However, the Bible teaches that when the resurrected Christ willed his spiritual gifts to the children of God, he commanded that they be used. They are gifts not meant for preservation, but intended for use. This is why Peter wrote to the persecuted Christian exiled throughout the Roman Empire in 1 Peter 4:10, saying, "Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms." Peter's statement in this passage helps Christians to know how to live lives that would glorify God, and it reminds us of three things. First is that God has spiritually gifted each and every follower of Christ. The Greek word for gift is charisma, and it is from the root word of the word that means grace, meaning that spiritual gifts are gifts that are graciously and freely given to God's people and cannot be earned. When we put our faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit transforms our life and graciously equips us with special spiritual gifts and abilities for service. We do not serve on our own strength or our own gifts, but we serve with the strength that God provides, so that at the end of it, he will receive praise and glory. Every Christian is useful because they have a role to play in the kingdom of God. All of us are given spiritual gift, and no one is useless. No one is more special than the other. Each one of us is gifted equally. Peter's second reminder is that faithful stewards use their gifts to serve others. A steward is one entrusted to manage the property of another. Every good thing that we have in life is because God's grace has given to us and is intended to be used for God's purposes. To fail to use God's gift to serve others is to fail to be a good steward. Using the gifts and resources given by God to serve others is part of fulfilling our purpose as God's chosen people. God faithfully gives us spiritual gifts so that we who are the recipients of these gifts can be in turn be faithful stewards who do not divert God's resources and giftings to serve our own selfish motives. We are called to be faithful and accountable to God. Peter's third reminder is that our faithfulness leads to God's glory, praise, and honor. In verse 11, Peter says, "If anyone serve, they should do so with the strength God provide, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." When we use our various spiritual gifts to serve others, people will be blessed, and their spiritual, physical, psychological, or social needs will be met. The temptation for Christians is to squander whatever glory that comes from our good deeds for ourselves, and we deny giving God all the glory. Peter here urges the Christians to ensure that their lives, their talents, their money, their home, and their helping must be spent to serve others for the glory of Christ. He then concludes this section by reminding us that God deserves all the glory and power forever and ever. Indeed, God will receive all the glory and power when we faithfully serve him with all that he has given us. One pastor noted and said that when I stand before God at the end of my life, I hope that I will not have a single bit of talent left, and I can say, I used everything you gave me. May that be true of us. May the Lord help us to be faithful until the very end, as we look forward to hearing these beautiful words from our Master. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your Master's happiness. Amen.